ServiceNow reported its Q2 earnings last night, and they beat consensus and guidance. Here's some of the quick highlights. Subscription revenue, roughly $1.2 billion for the quarter, up 30%. They previously guided to about $998 million. So they came in even during COVID times, which they've mentioned a few times during the call. They beat expectations. Their remaining performance obligations, right? Money that's out sitting out there on contracts that will eventually come in, the RPO, is at $7 billion right now, which is up 30% year over year. They are now a $4 billion subscription revenue run rate company. So they have a cloud run rate of $4 billion annually. Some of the things that happened during the quarter that they highlight every quarter, and you have to think about why they highlight these things. And if you're an enterprise customer, how do you potentially fall into these categories? And if you're considering or have a renewal coming up or considering net new products, how would you fall into these categories as well as you start to think about what matters to them? So first, there's 964 customers right now that spend over $1 million in ACV. Okay, so that's grown 26% if you look at it from a year over year perspective. Now, the interesting thing when you look into the numbers is that they added 31 customers who spend $1 million or more since Q1. And if you go back to the end of fiscal 19, so the start of this year, they grew or added 74 customers spending over $1 million. So obviously, if you're one of those customers, you are obviously part of that pool. But if you're considering becoming a customer, or if you're spending less than $1 million, that's obviously something that the sales organization over at ServiceNow and the company itself, driven by McDermott, is interested in because they want to continue to report growth. They've closed 40 deals in the quarter itself, right, with $1 million or more, right? So they're going to continue to track that quarter over quarter. The other thing that they mentioned is that from an average size of deal, it's the greatest average size of deal of any quarter over the year. So if you go back a year ago, each of these subsequent quarters, the average deal size is getting bigger. In fact, they mentioned that they have two deals that are $10 million, and that's the first time that's happened in a quarter. They also like to talk a lot about number of products that have been adopted or number of products that are in the portfolio. So 18 of the top 20 deals included three or more products. So again, if you're one of these customers, maybe you've only adopted two, or maybe you've adopted even more than three, or maybe you're considering ServiceNow for the first time and leading with three or more. That's very important to them. Now, from a net new ACV perspective, they always break it out by percentages, right? They have three different workflows or business units. 13% of the new ACV is tied to the Now platform. So again, that's the smallest percentage, but that's net new ACV. So what we're talking about here is new spend with ServiceNow. 24% of that spend is going to the customer employee workflows. Think of that as HR service delivery, customer service management or CSM, field service management. So 24% of net new ACV is in that category. And the predominant pool, 63%, is tied to IT workflows, right? That's their core. ITSM, ITBM, ITOM, SecOps. Let's get into some of the particulars because it's really interesting because they spent some time talking about very specific products. And so again, if you're one of these customers, whether you're already using this product or not, and definitely if you're not, expect continue to push you into these products. And if you're net new, considering ServiceNow, expect a broader set of products to provide leverage in your discussions. So ITSM, their core product, right? It's all about ITSM Pro, right? ITSM Pro, they mentioned, was in 8 of the 10 ITSM deals that were closed in the quarter, all right? So they're obviously pushing people to the more robust, the more innovative solution set. They're trying to start out the organizations that make sense. The thing that was really, really interesting, if you think and read through and or listen to the earnings call, McDermott made a couple points around ITSM, right? Obviously, it's their core product since the inception. It's where they've gotten the most penetration. But he made it a point to say, look, the pipeline, he said, is soaring. So even though it's their core product, they consider that, and they're looking at the pipeline, they're looking at the penetration to get to pro is very important to them. And why is it important? McDermott also said that ITSM Pro opens up all other conversations with employee experience, CSM, right? So in other words, they know that ITSM Pro allows them to continue to have an opportunity to expand the portfolio. So what are some of those products? Let's talk about CSM, customer service management. 50 customers are now spending $1 million more in ACV. So again, that's in the grand scheme of things, that's not a huge number. So what does that mean? Are you considering adding CSM? If you are, you need to approach ServiceNow appropriately because that's very meaningful to them, right? They even mentioned the fact that Zoom is using and their partnership with Zoom and how their CSM product has helped Zoom be who they are now. But the most important thing was said by McDermott was that it's the hugest TAM. It represents the hugest, that's his word, total available market. CSM is the biggest total available market. And he said, we're in it to win it. So expect aggressive tactics to close CSM deals. And we're already seeing those now with the customers we're working with. Let's take security. Largest security quarter ever. Okay? They don't throw things out there. And they mentioned governments that are using security. They mentioned the fact that it's a need for organizations right now. They have the solution. They have your core product. And it's in 15 of the top 20 deals. And then when you think about the other workflows, you think about customer employee workflows, you got HR. HR service delivery, that's their big one. 8 deals in the quarter of $1 million or more. 14 of the top 20 deals included HR. And the most interesting thing is, from a growth and opportunity perspective, it was mentioned that C-suite budgets are shifting to drive better employee experience. So in other words, they're going to tap into where the money is being spent. And they believe they have the solution of choice. And so again, expect organizations that have not gone down this path. Let's say they're just you're using ServiceNow as an IT workflow. Expect HR to, and just like CSM, to be aggressively pushed onto your organization. There was a couple key things, and I've mentioned a few already, that were highlighted during the conversation, during the earnings call, during the Q&A. Number one, $10 billion. I think they said $10 billion, the target that they're growing towards. Remember, they're currently a $4 billion run rate company. They mentioned it numerous times. They've continued to put that marker out there. And McDermott himself said they're actually becoming even stronger to reach $10 billion and even beyond. They're creating opportunity for themselves, not only now during COVID, but post-pandemic, right? According to McDermott, ServiceNow actually gets even stronger coming out of the pandemic. And the reason that he stated was that for our customers at that point, they're going to have less limitations around them. They're in their business. They're going to be freer. They're going to need the solutions that they're currently selling into these organizations during the pandemic. CEOs of enterprises around the world are going to be doubling down on their investment in digital transformation, right? This is very similar to other earnings calls that have happened from IT vendors. McDermott wanted to point that out. It's the idea that in a post-COVID world, you have to be digital to survive. And as ServiceNow and McDermott would say, we have the platform, we have the solutions, we have the workflows to enable that. They've continued to mention the fact and continue to demonstrate an interest in penetrating more senior level within organizations, creating awareness and relevance with the C-suite. Okay, ever since McDermott took office, this is something that's been in every single conversation, whether it was an interview or an earnings call, he mentions the fact that they got to continue to do that. So again, think about yourselves. If you're an enterprise customer, and they have not reached those levels, that's very important to them. Access is important to them. So if you do it correctly, if you control the conversation correctly, if you allow the relationships to be built, but built with a foundation tied to a strategy, those can be very impactful because you know This is what ServiceNow wants. Let's talk about guidance. All right. They actually raised growth and profitability guidance for the year. Okay. So for the full year, they're thinking they're going to come in around 4.18 to 4.2, which would be 29% growth. They previously guided around 4.14. They expect 86% growth margins as well. So they're going to keep those margins high. So what does that mean? They're raising the growth and profitability guidance. So how are they going to do that? They obviously have a strong pipeline. They obviously are counting on you, the customer base, to continue to expand, which is incredibly important to them, right? Land and expand. They're a cloud vendor. Of course it is. So you have to think about that. When they put those numbers out there, they can't come short of them. If anything, and I know McDermott from the years at SAP, he wants to beat them. And so as you're approaching your renewal and you're thinking about expanding or increasing your annual spend or maybe clipping over $1 million for the first time or adding more, three or more products, it's all very important to ServiceNow. You need to use it effectively, though, when you're having the conversations with them. It's very important as you think about ServiceNow and you start preparing for renewals or if you're a net new customer to approach them and think about what they're saying to build your strategy. Because often, whether it's your renewal or if it's a net new scenario, it's critically important to get it right. Because if you don't get it right, the downstream implications, coupled with the fact that the aggressive sales cycle will be overlaid over that, it's going to be problematic. But there are ways to overcome that.